Welcome back to the fourth session of Embodied Boundaries. And we are chugging along here. And something that I want to acknowledge as we're kind of partway through is that this is and can or can be a lot, right? It can be a lot. Sometimes when we look for the quick, simple fix of how to do something, it can blanket over the deeper work, right? Because we just want the answers. We just want things to be easy. We just want to have great relationships. We just want to, you know, la da 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 da, whatever it is for you. And there are a lot of programs out there that do that, that kind of give the surface level like three steps to, you know, whatever. But if you're here and you're still here, if you've stuck through this far, this means you're here for the deeper thing. You're here for the real work. And I want to acknowledge that that work is big. I want to acknowledge that it is a big deal to go down to the root of some of this stuff. And what I want to acknowledge is that when we start looking at frameworks, right, which we're doing in this process, what's going to happen is it will probably flush up different patterns that aren't quite in alignment with this framework. And those patterns are often protecting wounds. And so this is going to be a process. It's going to be a journey. It is not a, like if you're listening to one of these a day, this is not like a 4 or 5 day journey. This is a full process that will unravel over your life. And this framework is something you can come back to, but you're going to spend time orienting more tightly to these pillars, if that makes sense. Right? You're not just going to like clunk all, it's all in place. If you just clunked everything in place, I mean, it wouldn't work. First of all, it wouldn't be embodied because it actually has to get integrated into your life to be true for you, right? But it wouldn't be the real thing. And so I want you to treat this as sort of a prescription to journey with, right? Guideposts to journey with, to practice with, and to be gentle and slow with yourself if you meet parts of yourself through this process that you may not like, right? Because we are holding this from a real deep sense of personal responsibility, which means you will see parts of yourself that you may have an aversion to, judgment to, even feel some disgust around. It's totally normal. And remember that your patterns are not you. They're coping mechanisms. They're survival mechanisms. And so just be really gentle and loving with all those previous versions of yourself that made certain decisions. And that is the process of really healing, is spending time with them. And sometimes this stuff won't even be relevant because you're going to be spending time with your wounded parts, and that's perfect. Okay. So I just like really want to take out any sort of rigidity, perfectionism, heaviness, to really create space for this to unfold and unravel in your life as it should, and absolutely come back to these over and over and over. I'm giving a lot in each one of these. Like you may feel a little overwhelmed, right? So just know, like, come back to it. And every time you come back to it, something different energetically is going to sink in. That's the cool thing about energetic transmissions. Like I'm loading a lot of energy into this. This is not just words. Your body is receiving all of this. So go slow and be gentle. And so we're going to move over to the next few steps in this process. And, you know, we spent time on identifying it in the last one, really through an embodied place. So letting your body tell you where the boundary is. And then the next step is to choose it. And this is a really important one. To me, this is where the neutral aspect of real boundaries exists. They exist in the choice. So you may have experiences where you have felt like you've expressed boundaries or had boundaries that have been forceful, which are really walls, right? Almost in response to or in reaction to a violation. That's not what we're talking about here. That's not really a boundary. That is a reaction. And that's where, you know, some people hang out in the reactive boundary place where they have been hurt many, many times in the past. They find this sense of, it's almost a little bit of false power. And then they go, I've got a boundary. I know my boundaries. They may not be reacting in the moment to a stimulus, but they are still reacting to the original wound, if you can feel that. Right? They're still reacting to the original wound. So what we're talking here about choosing is when it just becomes the, yep, this is it. It's neutral. You are not pressed up against a wall and having to dig your heels in. You know where the edge is and you are honoring it. I know what's required in this moment for me to stay open. This is it. This much distance. This adjustment. This is what I allow in my life now. This is what I don't. It's really simple. I want you to feel the simplicity of it. And so it is actually really important that we are choosing. This is not in response to a victimization. This is an empowered choice. And even empowered sometimes has this energy of, I am empowered. It's not like, I'm an empowered choice. It is the choice of truth. It is just the, yep. So I say this in a few different ways so that you can receive the energy of this in whatever way your body's ready to receive it and the way that your mind's ready to receive it. The other thing that I want to mention around this choice point, right, to serve it, is that sometimes the choice to serve it does not involve anybody else or needing to say anything. Right? Because we're going to get to the next point, which is express it. But the choice to serve it could actually mean an internal adjustment that you make yourself first. Right? It could mean naming something or just expressing something so that your energy chooses to or is able to open back up. It could be taking a moment and checking to see if your energy is closed because of a fear-based story that came into your mind or a judgment, right? It really can come in a number of different forms. But what you're doing is you're making that choice right there to serve it. And so the first thing you want to look at is like, what do I need to do internally right now to stay generous? Right? Oh, I need to just take a few breaths and I need to like let this go, or I actually maybe need to say something. A good example for me often is when I get asked or invited to come somewhere, there is sometimes like a resistance, right? Sometimes my initial reaction is like a no, I don't really want to go. But then I kind of run it through a bit of an internal process to be like, okay, like if it's like a birthday or something that's going to mean something a lot to someone. Okay. So what's the value of this to them? Okay. How do I want to show up for them? Mm-hmm. Can I find the place where like I can really choose to be here? Okay. What do I need? Okay. Maybe I want to drive separately. Great. Okay. So that's a boundary, right? That would be something I might express. Yeah, I'm going to come and drive separately. it just may be an internal arrival point of like, actually, okay, I don't feel like a super excited yes, but I'm going to choose in this moment to open to it because I want to be there for this person. At which point I do not get to be resentful of anything that happens after that point, right? This is not, I do everything for everyone else and then no one does anything for me, or I did this for you and, you know, none of that. It's when you choose because that's who you want to be for someone. That's your choice, and you're holding your internal frame open to that, which means you are prepared to handle things that may occur or come your way that you may not like. Does that make sense? I know you can't answer me, but I'm just feeling that, right? Like, that is your choice. It's the same example. I use this a lot when I talk about things with couples, right? So like, if your partner asks for a massage, you may not want to. You may not want to. You may be able to get yourself, though, to a place where you do feel like, okay, let's do it, right? And this is why the word serve is so important, because it's not always about wanting. It's about serving the greater thing, right? It's serving the opening for generosity. It's serving the sacred ecosystem. So you may have this moment of like, oh, I do not want to give them a massage. And then you go, I'm going to look in their eyes. They've had a really hard day. I really love this person. Okay, I don't really feel like it, but you know what? I'm going to get myself on board. And so you have made that choice internally, but you had to go through a bit of a process first. And then you don't have to maybe express anything. You go for it, right? Like, you handled it yourself. So you may have felt an initial closure or contraction in the identification part of like, ugh. And then you adjust, or you may find yourself somewhere where you're like, oh my God, I don't want to be here. I'm closing. Oh, I'm like feeling that internal boundary that's being crossed. Okay. I can tend to myself here and open. So really feeling that you have a lot of choice here, and then what you do moving forward is your choice and therefore your responsibility. So if you say yes to massaging your partner, you are massaging them like it was your idea. Like, that's the energy you're holding, right? That's the choice that you've made. Otherwise, there might be things to express to tend to your opening. You may need to name some resentment that you didn't realize you had. You feel the spot in that? So once you've hit either the spot of adjusting it yourself, where you can just manage and move forward, or you've hit the spot of, okay, there's something that I need to express. There's a boundary here. That's the third step. Actually expressing the boundary. And so this may look like repair, right? As I mentioned, going back to the original rupture, maybe sharing what you felt at that time, wanting to be heard. And again, you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable here. This is the piece in that's really important in expressing this, is that this is a vulnerability. This is an act of vulnerability. It is not a dumping on or blame, right? This is you letting yourself be seen a little bit more deeply here. And so if there is, you know, a situation or something that's going on in your life that, you know, you have just realized, okay, there needs to be a boundary here, you bring this to the relationship from a loving and generous place, right? We're really holding that frequency in our bodies. And we are acknowledging any place where we have allowed something to happen beyond what was actually really in service to us. So, you know, if there's been something that has been occurring and you've just realized, oh my gosh, I'm feeling that contraction and I've let this happen, you can say, I recognize that I've been allowing this to go on because I haven't really, you know, been tuned in, or I haven't really known how to deal with it, or I haven't really known what is actually mine, or what it is that I really want to cultivate. And I've gotten really clear. And so, and then you express the boundary, right? Like, this is a real opportunity for connection, actually, with the other person. Perfect example is, I just had a friend this morning. Thank you to her for bringing this example alive for me, where she had friends staying over at her apartment while she was gone. And she had to pop back to get something, and it's a very tiny apartment that she has with her husband. And when she was going to pop back, one of the friends mentioned, oh, you know, we have another friend who's here with us, and he's a man, and I just don't want you to be surprised. And my friend experienced a very visceral, like, ooh, and really sat with that physical, like, almost like feeling violated. There's a man in my apartment that I don't know. I have all my things there. It's very personal to me. And she sat with it, and then she checked in. She said, okay, well, that's a no for me, right? I've really identified, like, I'm sitting with it. I'm looking at it. Like, the place that I have arrived is that is not okay. And I never explicitly said that. So this isn't a case of me getting angry at them. This is an opportunity for me to now express the boundary. Now the guy's already there. So it does require, you know, hey, I recognize that I didn't say this beforehand. This is how I'm feeling. And this is what my boundary is. And I'd like to ask if, you know, he can leave, or if you can meet with him somewhere else. And she did that. And she said it was received really beautifully. And in that uncomfortable spot, she felt more connected with her friends. Right? So it does take an acknowledgement of all the pieces to bring it forth in a way that continues to be generous and creates connection and serves the sacred ecosystem. Now, there will be times you express a boundary and the person doesn't like it, right? It would be great if it was always fine and dandy and they're like, oh, I feel so connected to you. Thank you. Of course. There are going to be times where the person doesn't love it. And that's actually why it's so important that these boundaries are deeply embodied, because you are going to have to hold yourself in the face of whatever reaction they have. And because you're doing this at the edge of your opening, right? You're holding yourself open. Your energy in the expression of it is open. And so you can hold yourself so powerfully if someone is spinning or reacting or fighting. The practice is to hold yourself open right there. And depending on how they respond, you may need to create another boundary, right? If they respond and they start spewing things, and, you know, they're activated and their patterns are activated, and they start trying to hook you into an argument, okay, well, actually, I'm going to have to step away right now because I'm not available for this kind of conversation. Right? So you can see how at every point, what you're doing is keeping the sanctity of the relationship, no matter what that other person is doing. And that's the important piece. It is not about them. It is about what you are serving and basically cultivating in your energetic field, what you are willing to participate in and not participate in. And that's why you're also not telling them to do anything. You're not controlling their behavior. That's another really important piece. This isn't a don't do this, you can't do that. You can say, it is painful for me when this happens, or this is hard. You can express the results of, you know, what happens within you when a certain behavior is done, right? And again, this is a very specific kind of boundary I'm talking about right now for this example. But you're just saying that if we start to go there, if you do that, then I'm going to remove myself, or that I'm going to do this, whatever the natural consequence is. And a boundary always has a consequence, because again, it's what you are going to do if that thing continues. Now, a boundary also just can be a no to a request or something, right? No, I'm not going to participate in that. The consequence is that if they keep pushing or do something, then you remove yourself. Which really brings us to number four, backing it. And this is the most important piece. A boundary is out the window if you do not actually back yourself in it and have the consequence. Otherwise, it's just kind of an empty request. And also, it's not really fair to them because it's not actually following through on your word. And this can be the hardest part. And you'll notice that if there was any part of you that was secretly wanting to control their behavior through the boundary, that part will come up here, because if they don't change or if they continue something that, you know, is you have a boundary with, there may be a part of you that wants to stay with it anyway. And so if you notice that, it's a really good opportunity to check in and be like, okay, what is the true boundary here? And if you can anchor back into what you identified, then you've got to hold yourself in the discomfort, in the sensation of it. And that can be a really hard piece. It can be really hard to walk away. There can be grief and heartbreak in honoring a boundary. And I really don't want to minimize that, right? Because this is probably one of the main reasons that people don't uphold boundaries, other than the fact that it's actually not the true boundary, but that they collapse in the face of really honoring the generous love. It is noble to hold a boundary, no matter if this is something big with like addiction or even something small, right? I'm not gonna, you know, gossip or talk like this, or I'm not gonna participate in this kind of exchange. You know, I'm not gonna go down here with you, mom or dad. I'm not gonna do this game. It can be really tempting to collapse there because there was a reason you were letting it happen in the first place. There was some way that you were getting fed, or like energetically fed, or, you know, there was some way it was serving you. And usually what happens is we find the spot and we really acknowledge that it's no longer serving us, and there can be grief here. There can be grief in saying no to a relationship when you realize that it is not the relationship, even though it's amazing. Maybe the boundary is, once I feel that, I'm going to have to leave. Or, hey, these are some non-negotiables that I have in relationship. Oh, but this really amazing person who you really like so much does one or two of these things. This is your opportunity to back the boundary. And it is sometimes painful. There is grief. And I don't want to minimize that, because the way that you tend to yourself in these times can be the most transformational and healing process. This is where a lot of the process gets solidified into your being. Right? When you start making these choices in relationship, you are also creating the architecture for how your life looks and feels moving forward. And when you can do it cleanly over and over, you will no longer meet the thing that you have to have a boundary with at some point in your life. It will only keep coming back if there are lessons for you to learn with it. And so the more that you really let it in, and the more that you go slow and are really conscious with some of these boundaries, the fewer times you have to come up against them, because you're really being intentional with each one. You're being intentional with each relationship. Do you want to go slow and intentional with one or two partners as you learn and evolve as you move through? Or do you want to have the same type of relationship over and over and over in just a different body until you learn that lesson? There's no right or wrong, right? There's no right or wrong, but I find this way creates more nourishment and more opportunity for depth in our lives. And so this is the spot. And when you stand for this and you back it within yourself, this is also the moment that you heal all the times you didn't. All the times that you abandoned yourself. All the times you said yes when it was a no. All the times you overrode that actual feeling. That's when the healing and the repair happens. You can repair it for your inner child. You can repair it for your inner teenager, your young man or woman. Being able to be with this process in your life can be one of the most, if not one of like the most healing process, because relationships are here for that purpose. They're here to teach us things. They're beautiful reflections of what needs tending to within ourselves. And so that's what we're going to focus on the next and final session, is looking at the alchemical piece of this, going a little bit deeper with that. So just be with these steps today. Be gentle with yourself. And remember that you can come back at any point. And again, any questions that you have, I would love to hear them. Any shares, anything you're noticing, feel free to write. I'll see you next time.